Rio Tinto has commissioned a second tunnel carrying water to its hydroelectric generating station at Camano, approximately 75 kilometers southeast of Kitimat. The new 16 km long tunnel through Mount Dubose provides a second source of water for the powerhouse, which powers Rio Tinto's BC Works aluminum smelter in Kitimat. The new tunnel was filled and produced its first megawatt of electricity in July, after construction was completed in May, a statement issued by the company on Thursday said. The completion of a second tunnel to supply water to the Camano hydropower facility will ensure the long-term, sustainable production of low-carbon aluminium at our smelter in Kitimat, Rio Tinto BC Works Director of Energy and Watershed Partnerships Andrew Zornehalen said in a statement. This extraordinary construction feat is the result of the work of generations of workers over three decades. Partnerships with local communities and the Chesla Ta Carrier Nation have been instrumental in the project's success. I want to thank all our employees and contractors who worked so hard since day one to make this achievement happen. Alcan, which built and previously operated the smelter, built the Kenny Dam in the early 1950s to create the Nechaco Reservoir. The reservoir, located approximately 90 kilometers southwest of Vanderhoof, diverts water from the Nechaco River west to Camano. A single 16 km tunnel carried the water to the Camano powerhouse from 1954 to this year. Alcan began planning for a second tunnel in 1987. At the time, a 50-meter-long intake stub tunnel was also built at Tatsa Lake. But the construction of the second tunnel only started in the early 1990s, the statement released by Rio Tinto said. The project was then halted in 1995 after 8.4 kilometers, then restarted in 2018 to refurbish the initial portion of the tunnel and complete the last 7.6 kilometers. Completing the tunnel took 30 months using a 1,300-ton tunnel boring machine. Rio Tinto estimates the project, which cost $800,000 USD, roughly $1 billion Canadian, contributed $850 million to the BC economy and employed approximately 340 people at the peak of construction. As part of the demobilization of the project, Rio Tinto donated surplus equipment to local First Nations, community organizations in Kitimat, Terrace and throughout the Nechaco watershed. Equipment donated included avalanche equipment as well as swiftwater and marine survival suits for search and rescue teams. The Camano Power Station has 8 turbines, with a combined 896 megawatts of installed generating capacity. The majority of that generation capacity is used to power the aluminum smelter, with the remainder sold to the BC Hydro Grid.